A suicide bomber blew himself up right outside the Supreme Court building in the capital Kabul Tuesday, killing 17 people and wounding almost 40 others. Mohammed Zahir, chief of the Kabul Police Criminal Investigation Department, said all of the victims were civilians, including women and children.
There are children and women among those who were martyred and wounded. All the ones who were martyred and wounded are civilians, and there aren't any military personnel among them.
The United Nations on Tuesday said the civilian death toll in Afghanistan has increased by almost 25% compared to the same period last year. UN Special Envoy for Afghanistan, Jan Kubish, said that more than 3,000 people in Afghanistan have been killed or wounded since the beginning of this year, mostly by insurgents.
What is even of more concern is the fact that the children account for 21% of all civilians killed or wounded in 2013. This is an increase of 30% compared to 2012 and 34% compared to 2011.
Also Tuesday, insurgents ambushed a NATO convoy carrying cargo through Afghanistan's eastern province of Ghazni, killing at least two police officers and two drivers. On Monday, Afghan officials said the Taliban beheaded two teenage boys in the southern province of Kandahar for alleged spying. But the attacks against NATO and Afghan government targets are getting bolder. On Monday, insurgents attacked Kabul's international airport with rocket-propelled grenades and machine guns. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said Tuesday that military cuts will not affect the U.S. forces serving in Afghanistan.
In particular, this budget enables the department to support troops still at war in Afghanistan.
But the United States plans to withdraw all its troops in 2014 from the South Asian country, where close to 2,100 U.S. service members have been killed so far. Analysts say the Taliban is testing whether the Afghan security forces will be ready to take over when U.S. troops depart next year. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.